Proclamation number 5006 of 24th of November, 1950. Apostasy of the spiritual from God humanly represented. You are children of love. You emerged from my strength of love and are constantly cared for and looked after by my never-ending love. My love for you is boundless and will never let you get lost forever. But my love also gave you free will as a characteristic of perfection, otherwise my love for you would have been limited if it had denied you something which belongs to perfection. Only free will makes you divine beings who, having originated from me, also had to be like me. But at the same time free will made you beings with the right of self-determination who could now do and leave what they wanted of their own accord and affirm or deny their affiliation with me themselves. This free decision of will also had to be granted to people so that they could prove their perfection, which required unconditional connection to me. A perfectly created being had not yet reached the highest degree, for it first had to acquire it by remaining perfect of its own free will, wherever it was able to descend. The spiritual being's former apostasy from me can only be portrayed to you humans on earth in this way if you want to understand why the spiritual being fell, why it became sinful against me. It misused its free will and turned away from me because it thought itself so powerful and exalted that it did not believe itself to be dependent on my strength of love. It had to be offered the opportunity to decide for a different aim than for me in order to make a free decision of will. And this opposite pole was the first being of light emanating from me which made use of my strength flowing to it without measure by creating beings without number with my will well, because I did not withdraw the strength from it. Its will, however, aimed to increase its own strength against me in order to be independent of me. It did not want to acknowledge me as what I was. As the original source of strength which it drew and which enabled it to create and shape according to its own will. Hence its free will turned away from me, and it also placed this counter will into the spiritual creations which had emerged from my strength through it. Thus you are indeed children of my love but also children of an evil will which was directed against me. And thus you once separated from me of your own free will without, however, being able to completely separate from me, because I keep you by virtue of my greater than great love, which will also win you back again, which will not let you fall but always lift you up again from the abyss if you strive towards it of your own will. But my love has no end, and it wins you irrevocably. However, you determine the time yourselves. 24th of the 11th, 1950, because you have free will. Free will characterizes you as my living creations, as independent beings, and according to this free will you create the respective state for yourselves without being prevented by me. But because I love you and want to win you, I shape your destiny such that you can lift the separation from me if you use your will correctly, that you strive for unity with me and thus also accept your original nature again, that you are my children again in truth who have now decided for me of their own accord and reject my adversary. But I also want to win him, and if eternities pass over it, he, too, was a child of my love, emerged from my elemental strength and endowed with all gifts which made him a perfect being. Therefore I will not let him get lost for eternity either. I also caught him and let him feel my love again and again, yet his will is still rigidly turned away from me, and since I also give him free rein it is still a work of exceedingly great patience and mercy to allow his will the freedom and yet influence him so that he voluntarily surrenders to me. Yet even if it takes eternities, my love will triumph over the one who is still devoid of all love. One day he, too, will recognize my love and long for it, because it alone causes bliss and because no being can separate itself from me forever but ultimately strives for the union which will make it inexpressibly blissful. Amen.